Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 66 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is so good to be with you here on the first day of the month, April Fool's Day. So if that's a tradition where you are, be careful that there's no tricks being played on you today. I've already fallen for two of them. Well, today we are reading through 1 Samuel chapters 3 through 6, Psalm 66, and Proverb number 4. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading only Psalm 66 today and providing some devotional thoughts on that. But be sure to read Samuel as well as the Psalm and the Proverb number 4 for today. As always, I'll be reading from the World English Bible. That's the web translation, but you're welcome to use whatever you have on hand or find most comfortable. If you're in need of the Bible Year Reading Plan, don't forget to click that link that's in the show notes, and you can be brought to a web page where you can access that file. And friends, if you have been enjoying this Bible Year Reading Plan, I ask that you do me a favor and click like and subscribe on your listening platform of choice, if that's a thing there, so that we can get this Bible Year Reading Plan seen in search results when others are looking for a plan to join. I am most appreciative of all that you have done, and because you are here with us today for this journey. So friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together. Psalm 66. For the chief musician, a song, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of His name. Offer glory and praise. Tell God how awesome are your deeds. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies submit themselves to you. All the earth will worship you and will sing to you. They will sing to your name, Selah. Come and see God's deeds, awesome works on behalf of the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes watch the nations. Don't let the rebellious rise up against him. Selah. Praise our God, you peoples. Make the sound of his praise heard, who preserves our life among the living and doesn't allow our feet to be moved. For you, God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into prison. You laid a burden on our backs. You allowed men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows to you, which my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fat animals with the offering of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God. I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth. He was extolled with my tongue. If I cherished sin in my heart, the Lord wouldn't have listened. But most certainly, God has listened. He has heard the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Wonderful Creator God, we give you thanks for this beautiful day, this day after Easter. We are reminded of the resurrection power that we celebrated yesterday that makes all things new. So Lord, as we seek you in your word today, send forth your Holy Spirit, open up the words for our understanding, apply the truths to our lives so that we might be enveloped in this new creation, that we might glorify you in all that we do and all that we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as the psalmist makes clear here in the preface to the psalm, this is a psalm that is put to music. It is a song. It is to be sung before the people, for the congregation to send praises back to God, for them to remember what God has done. If you look at verse 6, they're remembering the time that God rescued the people from captivity in Egypt. He turned the sea into dry land. but also they recall that they went through the river on foot. That is the Jordan River, when they were crossing over from their wilderness days after 40 years into the promised land. So there is a pattern of remembrance here. It helps keep God's power and his mighty acts before us so that we might remember what God has done and can continue to do in our lives today. Now, I don't know if your translation has it, but this translation does. And right after verse number 4 and verse number 7 and verse number 15, there is this word, Selah, S-E-L-A-H. And it's a musical term that we're not too sure what it means, but many people think that it's a invitation to pause. And I think that is profound, and it speaks for itself that as we are singing praise back to God, as we are remembering what God has done in history and in our lives, we ought to pause and reflect on that so that we might be centered once more in God's love, that we might be in awe of God, and that we might be filled with God's Spirit for direction in our lives. In verse 10, we see that there is a recognition that God has tested us. And this testing is a good thing. God allows certain circumstances in our lives to prevail so that we are tested, so that we are put through the fire, so to speak, so that those impurities in our lives are brought to the surface and can be skimmed out. This is much like the testing that is done in metallurgy, where metals are put in the fire, they're melted down, and they remove the impurities so that on the other side of the process, the metal is more pure and more strong, perhaps, and generally more useful for whatever intended purpose it has. So when we think of testing in our lives, this is the work that it is to do in us. It is supposed to accomplish something in us. We are to come out the other side of the testing better off because of it. Now, what this doesn't mean is that God does bad things to people. God doesn't send a hurricane into our land and kill a bunch of people so that we are tested because of it. Sometimes things happen for no reason at all. It's a artifact of a fallen creation, especially when it comes to these storms and tornadoes and earthquakes and things of that nature. But God does allow some trials in our lives, and some of the trials are a result of our own doing. And God might allow us to live in that bed, so to speak, for a time so that we can learn and that we might be strengthened and that we might come out the other side more holy, more like Jesus. And with this, God is able to entrust bigger and better things to our care because the impurities have been removed from our lives and we might be better stewards of what God is going to give us. Friends, I don't know what type of trials or testing that you are going through in this current moment, but I do know that testing and trials are something that we all experience in our lives. I want you to know, I want you to be reminded that God is with you. God is for you. He's rooting you on. He wants you to come out the other side better off because of it. Now, I encourage you to, during these times when it is difficult, to seek God's face, to go into the scripture, to go into your closet, so to speak, to pray in private, so that you might be strengthened by God's presence, that you might endure the trial, that you might be cleansed and open to the purification of this process, and to look with expectant joy to whatever comes on the other side, because God is going to use this situation for your good and for God's glory as well. Be strengthened today, friends. Continue to soak in God's word, and let us encourage and pray for one another that we might persevere. I hope, friends, that you enjoyed this short devotional today and that you will join me again tomorrow at this same place. Until then, have a very blessed day.